Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your reporter again speaking to you from the beautiful new Allied High Fidelity store, the Allied Voice and Vision store, located at the corner of Rush and Walton Streets here in the near north side of Chicago. There are a number of people in the studio tonight. As you have heard, we have had interviews with Miss Lisa Kirk, Miss Josephine Permise, Mr. Eddie Haywood, a few of the other celebrities who have come in to visit with us here during the grand opening festivities. I'm told that the gentleman standing over in the corner admiring one of the pieces of equipment over there, Dr. von Schultz. I don't know this man personally. I understand that he is from Germany, that he is one of our, or one of their, pardon me, leading conductors. Perhaps we can get the good doctor to come over here and say a few words. Pardon me, perhaps we can get through here.
Hello there.
Good evening.
What's going on here? You're giving away salami sandwiches or something?
No, doctor, we're not. Well, we have some food here for the benefit of those who would like to have a little something to eat while they're enjoying the festivities.
Yes, I noticed that. Potato salad and pickles and some rye bread with the salami sandwiches and all kinds of goodies on the table there. So, what is going on with this celebration, with the stars hanging down from the windows and all the noise going on? Where are you going, Mr. Voss? Would you like to speak to me, or should I give you a kick in the head over there? Yeah.
Doctor, frankly, I'm a little overtaken. I understand that you are a symphony orchestra conductor. Is this right?
That's
in the
right.
Old country?
Yes, in the old country, yes. I'm a conductor on the Munich streetcar over there.
The Munich streetcar?
Yeah, that's. I know you don't got no streetcars in Chicago anymore, but we still got them in Munich, you know.
You mean you are not a conductor of a symphony orchestra?
Well, I conduct a symphony on the streetcar, you know. When
a symphony on the streetcar.
I punch the transverse and I play the harmonica at the same time.
Well, doctor, frankly now, what do you think of the new store we have here? These people jammed in, taking note of everything. I see a number of people over there at the buffet table.
Yeah, they're eating like a bunch of pigs over there.
Well,
what's going on?
I wouldn't
it must
say
be
that.
Free.
I
think I'll have a sandwich.
There's some salami, some bologna. Doctor, primarily, I'm interested in your reaction to the theory that in America, musicians may come and musicians may go. Those who have a talent, who are taken into symphony orchestras, will perhaps hold their positions for some time. But in the old country, I understand that the chairs are passed on from father to son and all the way on down the line. A first violinist may play in the orchestra through generations, father to son, grandfather, and so forth. What do you have to say about this? Well, doctor, have you had some
I've
of
given
the
this great thought, as you can see, and of course I summed it up in one sentence, but that's the only thing that comes to my crazy mind now. I can't think of nothing else.
Have you had any salami this evening, doctor?
Well, if this was a smell-o-phone over here, I'm sure you could tell that I had salami.
Doctor, how long are you going to be in our fair city?
This city over here? Well, I'll probably be here for a couple of days. You know, I want to see if there's any
jobs open.
Yes, but they tell me there's no more streetcars in Chicago, and maybe I can get a job on the bus.
Doctor, is this suit that you're wearing, this black suit with the leather strip pockets, is this the conductor's uniform in
no,
the old country?
No, this uniform happens to be an old Gestapo uniform, you know.
Gestapo uniform.
Yes, my great-grandfather was a Gestapo agent. He was a Schweinhund, but he was a Gestapo man. And,
tell me, doctor, do you miss the old country?
Oh, yes, I do. Sure, with the concentration camps and everything, it was great fun.
Great fun, yes. What are the chief differences between the old country and America as you see it here?
Well, the old country seems to be a little bit older than America.
Older, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the main difference there. And of course, America is a little bit newer.
Yes.
That's another difference.
Yes.
I don't think I know what the hell the difference is, to tell you the truth.
Doctor, I notice all of the people standing here looking at you. Doctor, what is your first impression of the typical American citizen you see walking on the street today?
He looks like a big slob.
A big slob, I see. Well, Doctor, it's certainly been a pleasure talking with you. We hope that you will stay around, stay in the store here for a few more hours, participate in the festivities with us. Will you...
Watch the language there, buddy. Will you a slip of the tongue by me not dirty void.
Will you participate with us?
I sure will. Ooh, that salami sandwich is laying on my stomach like a ton of bricks.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're entirely welcome. Schweinhund.